Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
I imagine by now that you must be tiring of concerns professionals are expressing about falling behind, accumulating gaps, learning losses, and other disastrous effects of school shutdowns. There has been a seeming avalanche of studies, research, and opinions of late, indicating that children are suffering as a consequence of the pandemic. There's no doubt this is true, but it is important to put these findings in perspective in order to get an accurate picture of what is truly happening. Personal perspective are the lenses or filters through which we put information, which will ultimately determine or predetermine the conclusions we come to when interpreting evidence. Most people are fixed regarding their perspective on things. Others may have a more open mind, that is, be more willing to or even wanting to test the foundational beliefs with the objective of wanting to know the truth. Once filters are largely determined by the worldview foundation of the individual, worldview is essentially based on one's understanding of God. Everybody has one. Everybody believes their worldview is the only correct one, which easily creates an opposing mindset. As a consequence, everybody advances and defends their worldview in every activity, which takes us back to our filters for interpreting the latest COVID-19 related findings. Without attempting to define or label the opposing perspective I will present here, let's just create two paradigms on filters largely but not exclusively based on the Christian faith and the opposing secular worldview perspective. In an attempt to keep from getting sectarian, let's label the two opposing positions unschooling versus schooling. Unschoolers believe that every child is created special and unique. Individual gifts, talents, interests, abilities, weaknesses, and a natural propensity for learning contributes to this uniqueness. An inherent human value is given top priority, and the diversity of individuals is celebrated. Needless to say, one does not have to be a Christian to believe these things, even if it is rooted in a Christian understanding. Alternatively, school is generally built on an atheistic premise, so special creation is not supported. Instead, this secular perspective believes that chance created the child. Now, this is not to insinuate a lack of understanding of the birds and the bees. Now, even though lip service is paid to individual attributes, this worldview mandates a child is an empty vessel belief system. The unschooler worldview is opposed to the conformity demanded by the schools, whereas the schools will want to develop the empty vessels. Unschoolers believe children are unique in every way and therefore do not understand how a child can be compared to a fictional average. Unschoolers cannot comprehend how a child can be behind, have learning gaps, or be able to lose what he or she has learned. The losses mentioned as part of the COVID lockdowns are seen as memory losses rather than learning losses, the results of having to learn things of no interest or application to the child. The secular school opinion systemizes learning and demands that all children be treated the same, while using a singular approach to fill the children with what is deemed to be important. Usually this is advanced without really believing the child has an ultimate destiny. From this perspective, if a child does not learn to read when the system believes it should, they're learning challenged or behind. If a child is good at adding but not subtracting, then he or she has gaps. If the child is made to learn something that does not interest them, and they cannot repeat the information in a given time lapse, they are suffering from learning loss. Home educators should pay special attention to these perspectives. One encourages diversity of expectations. The other insists on conformity, viewing anyone who does not conform as having gaps, learning losses, or of being behind. Do you think this is the way God sees children? Two different perspectives, two different approaches, two different outcomes, and two different opinions regarding the consequences of school closures. Home educators should carefully observe all that is being said and done within the education industry during these COVID times as encouragement towards firmly establishing their own educational filters that are based on the uniqueness of each child rather than on that non-existent standard student.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogomal.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.